Is it harder for young adults today than it is or was for you back in the day? I don't know.
That's kind of hard.
I don't know. I want to automatically say yes. Or no, it's not harder for kids today.
No, they got more help.
That I want to say that, but...
It depends. The situation.
I might change my mind, and I'm glad the Charlotte is with us today. 21-year-old the Charlotte.
That's right.
Who doesn't have a callus on her hand.
What's a callus?
Oh, exactly.
The rough spot. You know what I'm saying?
Like from working?
Mm-hmm. Plus, we got some random reaction videos I want you guys to take a part of. So, yeah, we got this and so much more here today on the Joe Padula Show. Absolutely.
He doesn't wonder what it's like on the ground in Afghanistan. He's been there serving our country and defending Lady Liberty.
Absolutely.
It's the Joe Padula Show, Clarksville's conversation.
Bay, I got my Pellegrino today.
Uh-huh, sparkling water.
Mm-hmm. San Pellegrino.
He tries to be German with that, you know. Drinking sparkling water and all of that, even though it's...
First of all...
It's Italian, yeah. I know.
Okay.
But, you
Italiano.
Know... Germans only drink sparkling water.
Oh, she did it with a hand movement, too.
Germans only drink sparkling water. Not while your farmers are protesting out there.
Those farmers are fed up out there.
About sparkling water?
No, about their friggin' land and gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to get fed up over here, too.
Oh, we've been fed up. Mm. But the media just ain't selling it.
What's going on? Ed Reynolds, Mikey Glaze.
How's it going?
How's the Julia doing, all right?
She's good.
I know.
She said she misses me already.
I know, she misses me, too.
Well, she didn't say that.
Tell her I say hello.
I think she sent a message. No, I blocked her. She was sending too many. Okay, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Yeah. Yeah, is it harder for young adults today than it was back in your day? I think there's things that are harder for 20-year-olds today. And I think there's other things that were harder for 20-year-olds back in the day. We're going to figure it out. All right, Charlotte.
All right, Joe. All right, Bay.
All right.
We had it harder when it came to physical work. Agree or disagree?
I'd say agree.
Agree. I agree, too. And in the comments, let us know what you think, if you agree or disagree. And here's the reason why I think that we had it hard physically back in the day. Technology.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, these days, you have machines for everything. Like, starting with physical labor,
mm-hmm.
but also in fields that you would have probably not expected it to be useful, like medicine. Especially if you work in, I don't know, like, the real term for it, but, you know, like, old people care.
Now...
Like retirement homes, because they have to lift them out of their beds and wash them, and that's like physical work. Mm-hmm. Now there's like machines that will help to take that weight away, for instance, so they don't have to lift as hard or do things like that.
I think also more than technology is mentality also.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because we came from a generation who, because of technology, obviously had to work harder and work more. When did you have your first job? At what age?
Like 14 or 15.
14. What was that job?
It was for my dad.
Yeah, right. So it was mine, my first job.
It was like in one of his restaurants.
Nice, nice. Did they serve sparkling water? Of course they
They do. Technically, that was only legal because I was working for my family.
That's right.
Because otherwise that would be illegal. Mm-hmm. But my parents raised me to be very independent.
Same thing here.
You know, work for things that I wanted. So they were like, well, if you do want to have this, then you have to earn money for it.
The generation, I guess the mistake is parents say or feel, I want my children to have it better than I had.
Yeah.
And I think that's a mistake.
I feel like that depends on...
Because it does coddle a bit, and that makes them softer or weaker.
I do agree that a lot of children or young adults don't know how to do their own shit anymore, to be honest. Like, especially because my parents raised me to be very independent in, like, all terms. Like, my dad is one of those people who's like, well, you have a problem, well, fix it yourself.
Mikey, like, Glaze asks, how was Julia's date with A.A. Ron?
She said it was an American experience.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. Her date wasn't that good either. We'll talk about that in a little bit when we get into dating. Who had it harder, dating? Our generation or these punks?
Anyways.
Same.
Yeah. Did you ever get hit by your parents?
I did.
Yeah.
Hard.
See, you're an anomaly. You're a little bit of the exception for that.
Honestly,
age
I feel so too, because my friends also tell me all the time, like, "Oh, you know how to do this and this by yourself?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Right.
I do.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, you're still a dummy, don't get me wrong, but yeah, like we got beat. I hit my sister. I got three sisters.
Uh-huh.
I hit my sister once. Mm-hmm. Just once. And I learned after that one time to never touch not only my sisters, hit a girl.
Yeah.
Like, the restraint, and what training? Decades later, Bay, uh-huh. when that mentality was, because, you know what, I see videos of guys hitting girls all the time now.
Yeah, that's just bullshit.
But I see videos of girls hitting guys more than ever, too.
Yeah, that's bullshit, too. Like, I think a lot of people use their violence in order to, like, clear up a conflict, which is not right. Like, it's not gonna make it better.
No, because there's more stupid people out there.
Oh, yeah, they don't even know how to talk.
There's less tolerance out there. And I think that's part of the culture, and I think that's done on purpose a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Yep.
Yeah, so what are some of the different struggles between then and now? Let us know in the comments. All right, let's go right into it. Relationships and datings. I mean, yo, these apps are not good. I know there's some success stories.
Oh, yeah, there's some, but it's too many.
And I know there's some great success stories, and I'm happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, my God, is it... Like, we would go and... We'd get off of work. It'd be Friday night or Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
We hit the showers. Yo, D-ball.
Hit the shower.
Hit the showers. Go shower.
After you get off of work.
Yeah, after you get off of work. You hit the shower.
Take a shower.
All right. Put friggin' maybe a gallon of cool water, Davidoff cool water, with your cardinal yore, or jupe, also known as yupe.
Yupe.
Yupe. Jupe. We call it the jupe. And then, yo, D-ball. We going out. Yeah, man, let's do it. Let's hit up the club. And then, yeah, we would actually go up to a complete stranger and say, yo, hey, how's it going, man? What a beautiful dress you have there. I saw your dance moves. That's pretty impressive. You know, can I try a dance with you? I mean, the balls that takes.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have them, to be honest.
It was...
Just like walking at the mall.
Yeah.
Or hanging out. Mm-hmm. People say, hey, I'm going to go holler at her.
Yeah, what up, girl?
Hey.
We used to hold up signs with numbers as girls walked by. Okay,
really?
Giving them ratings when we were doing on construction sites.
I don't know about that one.
Oh.
What's up, Alex? Since I work for a university, I see the failures of parents every day. I take those lessons learned and make sure I don't make those mistakes with my kids. The Charlotte is an exception, and we need more like you.
Well,
and
I
Alex gets
that.
Blocked. Okay.
I appreciate that. But one thing that I will say is that I do see it on people even that are like close to me. Like, for instance, my sister's husband. He is not very appreciated in our family because of those reasons. Simply because he's one of those people, he's like 27, and he is like demanding things from his parents. Like, he's like, by law, I have the right for you to give me all your money.
Oh, boy.
He's like,
and
what kind
of law is that?
And he's like telling my sister, too, he's like, you know, your parents have to give you this and this and this.
Wait, this is your sister's husband?
My dad hates him.
Maybe she should leave him. How old is she?
She is 26. She'll be 27 in March.
Is she on Instagram?
No. Oh. She's special. They have two kids.
Alex, I'm just kidding. Oh, they have two kids. Does she want a third? With the guy. Not with me. With the guy.
I don't know. They just got a dog. So she's like, my mom always says that she's acting like an 80-year-old.
Well, obviously, she was raised a little bit more traditional also.
But she's acting like, my parents are really chill about like going out, having a good time, you know, being with your friends. They've always been very open to that.
What about dating with you guys? Are you
same?
Are you all on the app? Is it
all on the app?
Is it all on the dating apps?
Like
the last date that you had, where'd you meet?
The last date that I met.
Yeah.
I did meet him at the place I was telling you about.
Oh, okay.
Because so, Julia did that.
Oh, okay. All right. So, the guy was working there.
Yes.
And you went over there with the Julia.
Yeah, and we were just having a good time.
Right. And he came up to you and said, "What up, girl?"
No.
You went up to
him? I did not go up to him because I don't talk to men. Julia went up to him said something. I didn't say nothing.
So you needed what we call a wingman.
I guess, but like...
I can't believe girls are doing the wingman. It's called the wingman for a reason.
Nah, they've been doing that. Females have always been doing
that. Nah, see, that's an issue.
You got your southern girls that...
What
you
a know. Cuck. What a cuck this guy is. Do you know what that is? A cuck.
A male roaster? Like a male chicken?
No.
Not. Look it up when you get a chance. Cuck. Let's see. Justin Nichols got a light that was the best to go if you smoked. Got a light. Yes. The pickup lines. We had pickup. We used to come up with pickup lines.
Well, honestly, men still do that if they have the balls to like come over to talk to you.
Yeah.
But 99% of the times, if they do use a pickup line, they're just nasty.
Like what? Like, hey, are you from...
No.
Wait, what is it?
He said no.
Sometimes.
They just said no.
Wait, what was it? What was that one? Hey, are you from Ireland? And then you would say...
No.
Oh, because looking at you is making me Dublin in size. I know.
Yeah.
Dublin, Ireland. Those were the pickup lines. Like, we wouldn't use those. I'm saying those are the bad ones. Right.
I mean, so... Last time I went to a bar, yeah. I was with Tori.
Oh, Tori.
Well, yes.
My friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
And soon on
and
Instagram.
And we were coming back from the bathroom, and this man, like, he just jumped in front of me, and he was like, "Hey, I just wanted to let you know you're really beautiful." I was like, "You just scared the shit out of me because you just jumped, literally jumped in front of me."
Well, that's a little too much. He didn't even say, like, hello, you know?
No, he didn't. He was just
like introduce
hi.
A name, right. So does that work?
No. I was like,
not with you.
I was like, bye.
But there's some girls that it works with.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I do believe dating for guys.
It's hard because you
was harder back in the day.
And it still is.
I think it's easier for guys today.
It depends on how much money you want to spend.
Dead I wouldn't serious. Even say that.
No, dead up serious. Because I've been trying to.
You know what, though?
And it's crazy out here.
I retract my statement. For young dudes dating today, I think it's harder than it was for us back in the day. One, because at least we were...
We had more confidence.
We had more training in getting out there because of working at an early age, you know, doing physical stuff, getting our balls busted, okay?
But nowadays, you'd be like a creep trying to talk to somebody.
So that's one thing, you know, we were just more... I don't want to say the word groomed for it, but we were.
Yeah.
And also, another reason why I think it's harder for young guys today dating, you don't know if she has a penis.
Facts.
Okay?
It's facts.
You don't know if this dude's dressed up like a girl with all the makeup.
I love real females.
The thing is, though.
What?
I feel like a lot of dudes nowadays... and I'm not saying that it's only a thing that men do, because there are a lot of females that do that too, but it's like they just want casual things, like they're not looking for an actual emotional relationship. And I think that makes it really hard too to find someone that you can actually connect with, because a lot of people are emotionally unavailable, but so are women. Like, I'm not saying it's just men.
I think they don't. I think they're in a position, or at least they're thinking they don't want a relationship because it's not cool to have a relationship, and they need to have a career. They need to be famous. They need to be they need to be in social demand.
Yeah.
And that's not reality, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and that brings us basically back to, is it harder, you know, today than it was before? Because I think it wasn't necessarily harder. I think it was just different because of things that my parents tell me, struggles that they've had, especially when, you know, Germany reunited. Mm-hmm. There was like a crisis, like economically, it was very hard to
David Hasselhoff.
Sorry. It was really hard to even just get a job in general. Whereas now, I feel like sometimes there's too many options. Like, you just feel super overwhelmed. Like, when you graduate high school, everybody's like, oh, you're going to college now. So what are you studying? What do you want to be after college? Like, what do you want to do here? What do you want to do there? But they don't even tell you what options there are out there for you. They're just expecting you to.
We had that also with you know, the stress or the pressure of college. But at least college back then was a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Today's colleges, yo,
but how are
you? I feel bad for these kids going into college and dealing with this indoctrination machine of just bullshit. And you got to deal with it because now you got to deal with your professor, where I was able to have debates on history with my professor.
But you also got to think about this. How old are the teachers in college? And in schools nowadays.
Right. Younger.
You know, like
younger. We had old women.
We had 50, 60.
Yeah. We had old teachers.
We had old, not the 20-something-year-olds.
Well, I don't have young teachers, so I don't know. But one problem also is that on social media, there's this image being created that being 25, you can be a millionaire. You can also have two kids, a multi-million-dollar home, nice cars, and have 3,000 hobbies on top.
That's not the reality.
It's not, but that's something that's been showing on Instagram, like on TikTok, etc. Like my sister, she is 16. She'll be 17 this year. And you can really tell that she's been having like crisisness. And she's not even like in her 20s yet. She's like, I want to have this. I want to have this. I want to have that. But like, it's all materialistic.
Do you know why?
You better work for it.
So the ones who control the algorithms that makes things popular on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Meta, okay, is not what's being viewed. It's what's being pushed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the powers that be, so TikTok is owned and controlled by the Chinese Communist Party company. And they push whatever algorithms. They make them popular. It could be crap, but they make it popular. People see that there's 5 million views. They go, oh, my God, this is the new trend. I got to do it. I got to jump on board. And it's pure shit, and it's all designed to make you dumb.
And us weaker against them.
If you look at their TikTok compared to the TikTok over here.
The TikTok in China.
They showing, like, a positive video.
Absolutely. People working together.
And over here.
Getting stuff done.
It's nothing but negativity.
Right.
And it's I was like, damn.
It is pure propaganda.
Yes.
And our TikTok is pure propaganda and just such divisive propaganda.
And they only show southern stuff.
And it shows exactly what you were talking about. You could be a millionaire. Look at these lavish influencers, right? And man, and that's why I feel bad for these youths today, because they didn't even see it coming. And you know what? At that age, I wouldn't have seen it coming, but we didn't have.
People.
We didn't even have MySpace at that time.
But this is, that was other people saying it was coming.
It was coming. It's here.
It was coming, but nobody was listening.
That is one department where I say your generation does have it harder than us, or did have it harder than us. We didn't have so much distractions. This was not attached.
It's a lot of distraction. I do agree.
What would happen if you lose your phone right now?
I lost it right now?
Like if it broke right now. How would you feel?
Obviously, it would suck. But the thing is, I don't even have TikTok because I choose not to. I've never gotten into the app.
Mm-hmm.
I do have social media, and I obviously, like, everybody is on social media, and if you'd be like, oh, I hate it, you would lie, because everybody does enjoy looking things up, etc.
Yeah, it's fun. I get TikTok. It's fun. I removed the app. When we gained, we got up to about 20,000 followers on there. Mm-hmm. And that's when TikTok started saying we were violating community standards and everything.
Yeah.
As soon as we started getting some followers, that's when I realized, when I go, community standards? Oh, we talked about the guy who was swimming against the girls. Oh. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it's all manipulated, and you guys are getting manipulated.
Yeah, that's another big thing. I feel like through a lot of social media, people lose the ability to think for themselves.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people, they always think about what other people think of them, how they portray themselves, like, how do I look, how do I do this, how do I do that, in order to be viewed as a better individual than someone else. And it's really frustrating, too, because a lot of people that you meet, they're just super shallow and artificial, whereas it's really hard to have, like, a genuine person. Because off social media, everything is just shown as being glamorous, and you can have this, and you can have that, and it's super easy. A lot of people, if you don't have that, or if you don't share that, they're like, what's wrong with you?
And you're right.
You know,
right.
They're not being genuine about the things they have, and most of the times, they don't even have shit.
Well, if you have to put on these filters, okay, to feel beautiful, because TikTok, Instagram, InstaLive, you know, they got all the options for the filters. You know, the chiseling of the face and everything.
Then when we meet up, I don't recognize.
Right. Right. Yeah. No. So, yeah.
It's crazy.
What about making money? Is it harder for young adults today to make money than it was back in the day? We're about to get into that, but let's take a look at some of the comments because they're coming in. What's going on, Gail? What's going on, Ed? Yeah, we're about to talk about the money. Justin Nichols got a light. Yep, okay. Maureen, my kids are high school teachers. Don't know how they do it. Oh, Maureen, I do not know how they do it. Is that at a public school, too? I hope they get some public school choice soon. Oh, Alex, that's nice. Alex gave up TikTok months ago and says it's been fantastic.
I never had.
Good move. Gail, when I was young, I hated it when construction guys whistled. Then in my 30s and beyond, I hated when they didn't. Ain't that the truth? Right. Justin Nichols, you don't have to shit write him about the problem solved. The will problem solved. Justin Nichols, men in her generation don't have the balls to walk up to a woman like we did. And that's the thing. If you raise your kid... Mm-hmm. If you raise your kid right, you know, with some traditional values, they will excel and exceed past this bunch. Look what Charlotte's doing. She's a little bit ahead of the game because she was raised working at a young age, proper manners. Yeah, she smells a little bit, but that's okay. She's going to get over that one day.
She smells pretty good.
No, it's too much. It's too much perfume.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like she dumped a bottle.
Damn.
What we called that back in the day was a Puerto Rican shower.
My dad says it's like a Russian poof.
Oh, you guys call it okay, Russian. We call the Puerto Rican showers.
Right. No, but you know what poof means?
Poof.
It's a slang word for like a strip club.
Yeah. Right. Ed Reynolds, Charlotte, talking to men when you were out is the same as when you're doing right now.
No, it's not, because it's different when you actually think the men are hot.
Let's go on.
We're not hot.
Do you feel that you need to? Yeah, no, I hear you. Do you feel the need that they should come up to you, or you need to go up to them? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm
shy. Hold the line. Don't break that. Because to be honest with you, it is the guy's job to break the ice.
Like I get shy when I actually think someone is attractive. Like I'll talk to everybody 24/7, like I do not mind, and if they do come up, I will talk to them, but if they don't, I get socially awkward. Like I don't approach men because I think I feel weird, basically, you know.
I don't want to feel like a, you know, creep.
you'll feel like a creep.
Yeah, nowadays,
you know. So Ed Reynolds in the comments, and what's up, Brett? Me and Brett, we used to hang out, we used to go out and party all the time. Yeah, Brett knows a lot about my social life back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Padouchebag.
Joe the douchebag.
No, Joe Padouchebag, not the douchebag. Big
but
difference.
That's what I said.
Okay. So, but Joe, I ain't Iania, they're welcome. Be minded if that's the case, because we had things influencing us, but we still did our own thing. We didn't do something we don't like just because it was popular.
Yeah.
So the addiction is real with this, okay? When we didn't have this, the video game addiction was real.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
That's still the thing, though.
It is.
It is. It is still a thing. Some of these guys.
Because I would have been in the house playing the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And the one girl I was seeing, like her ex-husband, their marriage ended because the guy wouldn't put down the friggin' Call of
Duty. Oh, I can definitely see that.
The what was that? Call of Duty.
Yeah, at the time.
The guy wouldn't put down Call of Duty, and this beautiful woman is like, oh my God, I'm losing to a video game.
Well, you know, that time you have to put it down, but you know.
Yeah.
But I would be playing the game, then running the streets.
And then, I mean, so, okay, making money. Getting back to
the topic.
Is it harder for young adults today than it was back in your day? Making money, I think it is. It depends, though. It's not clear.
Yeah.
I think it is harder today overall for young people to make money because the economy, inflation, and everything. But
well, you also got to think about this. When it comes to dating, do the people got any kids that you're talking to?
Okay.
Because that got to be a part of the relationship that you're trying to have. You know, because that got to come up.
Well, I think we had it harder in that department. I think 20-year-olds today, percentage-wise, have less kids than when we were in our 20s dating. I think there was more women with kids back then.
Hopefully they smarter and realize what their parents went through. Mm. We're like, oh.
But yeah, I mean, making money, you got people. Well, it goes back to that college thing. They go to these colleges and get these degrees that do nothing
for them.
For them.
Yeah.
Like a master's in liberal arts today. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah. What are you going to be an art, you know?
A bunch of us went to trade schools back in the day where we learned a trade. I went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, learned a trade. A lot of people go for mechanic school or some type of IT computer school.
Yeah.
That's actually a thing in Germany. Like, they don't want everybody to go to college. So you can be done with high school after 9th or 10th grade, and then you can go to trade schools, and they're seen highly in society.
Trade school's the way to go.
And it's like a lot of things that you would even have to go to college for here, like nursing, you can go to like a training or trade school in Germany.
Yeah.
And the degree is even the same or sometimes even higher than the college degree
here. I would say it would be higher. And you know what? Here in the States, it's so much cheaper. So much cheaper than going to the universities.
Oh, trade school is?
Yes.
I was about to say, well, nothing about education is cheaper.
No. But a trade school is much cheaper than going to the universities. And you don't have to, you know, do those nonsense classes. Well, some may like them, and hey, it's good that they're there, but you guys go learn about that while these guys go work on learning how to fix stuff. South Park.
It's very important. The thing is, though,
South Park did a great episode on that.
I'm just saying,
with the handyman being the millionaires.
Like, one thing that is sad is that in society, people that do not go to college and decide to go either to a training school or a trade school, they are often looked down at.
That's well said. I'm surprised you said it. That's well said. Because, yeah, people go, well, I have a degree in this. And like what Justin's is saying, and you're just a plumber.
Yeah, but that's,
but that plumber is friggin'
plumber gonna make money.
Yeah, they're gonna make money because they'll be needed forever.
Yep.
Like people
Absolutely.
That work in construction.
Yes,
like they'll be always be needed for
truck
them.
Drivers will always be needed.
Yep,
right. And on top of it, when they get out of school, when they finish their trade school, guess what's already paid? Their tuition.
Yeah. Yep.
They don't have $120,000 in debt starting off in the real world.
Yeah, and like, the thing is, when you get out of university, you're like, fuck, what am I supposed to do now? Like, no one is preparing you for actually having a job. Mm-hmm. And then when you apply to things, they're like, well, where's your work experience? Like, well, how am I supposed to have work experience when I've just been in school my whole life? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, you can have some internships. You can add some, like, jobs beside that. But the trend is to just focus on school and not do anything besides school. Because parents, most of the time, are like, oh, honey, do you need some money for that? I got you. Whereas I feel like people should still be working for things because that's how it is. It's hard.
That goes back to parents, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I want my kid to have it better than I had it. But, you know, you can't just give it to them. They got to earn it some way, somehow.
Yeah, for sure.
And I've been very lucky to have parents that have did, I believe, a pretty good balance.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You know, hey, let me help you up. But not lift you up, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But that's what my parents do. Like,
right. Oh, you tripped and fell like an idiot? Here, don't do this. Now get up and do it again.
Like, when I go back to Germany in May, I'll be starting a new program in a new city. And in Germany, if you go to a trade or training school, you'll get paid. And what I'm doing is I'll be doing that. And on top of that, I'm getting my bachelor's.
Good.
And it's like a unique program that we have. It's called dual study. So you get 2 degrees. So I'll have a banking and finance degree, which I'll get from the trade school, which you'd have to go to college for here, but I don't have to do that in Germany. And then on top of that, I'm studying business administration, which I'm kind of already doing right now. I'm doing business and econ, but I can combine both of those in the same time. I have 2 degrees and I'll get paid for it. And my dad was like, well, because it's more expensive to live there, yes, you'll get paid, but it's not going to be enough for, you know, having an apartment and fully supporting yourself. I can help you out, and I can give you a certain amount of money each month.
What if you join the military? No, you can't do it? You think you're tough? You think you're bad?
Honestly, I personally think that joining the military in Germany is not seen as something very, very nice.
No? Why not? Why isn't it very, very nice?
It's just the history.
I'd say partly the history.
I fought with some Germans in Afghanistan, actually. We had some assigned to our unit.
I'm not saying they're all bad. It's the same as where people here say, oh, don't date military men. They're red flags.
They are.
Speaking not from your own experience.
Yes, because I dated many military men.
No, did you?
No, but the girls are crazy.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow.
And she ended up having tuna breath.
Which you kind of like.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. We'll do more days when we just have this open dialogue of
conversation
of you guys and us guys. All right. Yeah, we'll do more of it. Good job, Charlotte.
You girls and us guys.
Yeah.
That's a good.
Next time, bring the Julia with you.
She'll have to fly in from Germany.
We'll get her in here.
Mm.
Nah, she's a nice girl.
Yeah, she was.
Check out this one. This is a 22-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Talk about her job.
Yeah. Her first job that she got. She got fired in 5 days.
Oh, damn. Geez. A week. She didn't fit in.
Morning for my fifth shift. Our CEO is standing there with an envelope in his
Aldi's.
Hand. We're letting you go, Sierra. That's how I got fired this morning. For my job that I have not even got to start.
Welcome to the real world.
Here's a problem already. If you're going to work and you're wearing a Mickey Mouse sweatshirt, yeah, I bet you're going to get fired. Okay, that Aldi's team, and I think she was a marketer or some type of social media promotion.
Uh-huh.
And Charlotte, I know that's the realm that you want to get into, is stuff like that, right?
Say it again, marketing.
Marketing, right?
Not necessarily, maybe.
Okay, good. Hey, if you don't have it figured out yet, that's okay, too.
Like,
but hurry up.
I feel like my new program will help me with that.
Good. But yeah, this is not how you show up to work, especially when you're on your first week.
Her hair even looks crazy.
And you don't wear this in there either.
Well, a lot of people are more chill about piercings and tattoos and stuff, and more businesses.
But I'm talking to this girl with this thing in her nose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to tell her to get it out.
This way. She'll not Tokyo.
No.
She will not do it.
This wait. This wait.
All right.
The thing is, though, there's another thing that I noticed.
Yeah,
is
so this wait.
The first thing she says said, I didn't do anything wrong. Well, girl, that's the reason you got fired.
Mm-hmm. Right. She's playing victim card. That's a big problem. Is you've been taught somewhere that you guys are the victim. I'm not saying you, Percy, you guys. I'm but go on.
I'm saying, like, if you go in and you're like, well, it's everybody else's fault but not mine. Well, girl, take responsibility of what you did that got you fired.
Mm.
Like, if you don't know how to do something, then go and ask. Or if you're saying, like, oh, they didn't really train me well, then go to your boss and be like, well, can you talk to them? I tried before. Make sure you actually did.
Yeah.
Try to talk to them, and I couldn't figure out what you wanted from me. Like, I don't really know what my tasks are. Can you please explain to me again?
Well,
like, communication. Don't just bitch around and be like, well, nobody told me.
John Doe said that this is the thing in the nose is a trailer hitch. Just hook it up, I guess. Huh?
I feel like the ones in the middle are worse. They look like a cow.
They look like a bull, yeah. Yeah. Like, that's some demonic stuff if you get it in the thing, right? But I don't know about this. Okay, don't put Char in that dating game. What if I hook you up with somebody?
How old will he be? Like 40?
No.
She got jokes.
I got tons of friends all throughout. Do you know how many people love hanging out with me because of like how fun I am at trivia and just hanging out? You see it.
But they're all old.
No. There's a lot of young people that play the trivia.
With their girlfriends.
Well, the girlfriends talk to me. Those girlfriends, they send me messages. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can hook them up with the guy. Yeah, she went on the whole tirade about... here's another girl that got fired. And here's the thing, too. The youth is getting fired and trying to make viral videos out of them.
They better get used to that.
Yeah, but companies are going to see this.
Yep, and you're not going you go to get
hot. Yeah. Hey, I'd like to work for you. Oh, yeah, I see you're TikTok famous.
Can't do that.
Sorry.
Joe says, Charlotte, I have the guy for you, 25, college degree, owns a place, and has a job.
Nice. Is that his son? Is he talking about his son?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, and Ed goes, what's wrong with 40, Charlotte?
Well.
There she goes. And here's the thing. This is a...
Hey, Brittany.
One of these Zoom meetings from the company to tell her she's getting fired. And the company doesn't know she's recording this. You know what I mean? But they're like, yeah, you're just not a fit. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
she didn't meet the sales numbers that she needed to meet.
But that's how it goes.
Right. Right.
Some people give you a 3-month
I'm
period.
So sorry. My name's Rosie. I'm just joining the call. Nice to meet you. I'm on the HR team. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Thanks for meeting with me and Rosie. We have an important meeting today. We've finished our evaluations of 2023 performance. This is where you have not met Cloudflare expectations for performance. We've decided to part ways with you.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you right there.
Oh.
So I started August 25th. I've been on a...
She knew she was getting fired in this meeting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, see how they do.
Right.
3-month ramp.
And she's triggered, too.
It was 3 weeks of
December.
You can see
December, it in her eyes.
And then a week of Christmas.
Yeah.
And then here
in
we
the
are.
In the eyes.
I have had the highest activity amongst my team since I've started.
Highest
I have
activity.
Had 3 contracts out.
It's all out, not even closed.
Yeah.
It's about the bottom dollar in the real world.
The thing is... Stop being sorry for yourself.
Oh.
Like, if you know you're already getting fired, you know that you messed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like this is coming out of nowhere when she's actually being prepared. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep. Like, she, like, you knew right away.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy didn't even finish the sentence.
And she's like, let me stop you right there.
Well, we just evaluated.
I'm about to say this, this, and this. Like, okay.
3 snaps in Z formation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, stop being sorry for yourself, and next time get your ass up and do what you're supposed to.
That's right. Make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Absolutely. All right, we got to go do trivia.
Trivia.
Yeah. Over at the... Hey, single dudes, come to trivia tonight.
At the trio.
All right. She likes liars, too, which is good. Water Dogs. You know what you should do? There's some young studs in this Water Dogs community. The ones that go scuba diving? You should go talk to them.
Well, honestly, I'm leaving soon. I'm good.
Yep, she's out.
No.
Water Dogs there, scuba.com. It's all right. They do scuba diving in Germany.
They do.
Yeah, they
do. I mean, there's not really nice beaches to do that, but when you do go on a vacation to, like, Croatia.
Yeah.
Or Italy.
In Croatia. Yeah, Brad, I hate freaking... playing the victim card is two things. It's narcissism and laziness. That's exactly what it is.
The past 4 years.
You're actually trying to manipulate by playing the victim card. Yeah. I don't like manipulators. Right. Oh, Brett Quinn's coming to trivia tonight. Awesome. He's in Jersey. Okay. Do you have squatters in Germany? Do you know what a squatter is?
Yeah, like people that are in your home but not supposed to.
Right.
We do have them in like old fabric buildings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, problem at some Airbnbs, but rentals.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, here's how you get rid of them in 5 minutes. I like these guys. They're going old school. They got sticks and bats. So they're locked out of their property. Right. Well, the one guy's property, he's got his buddies with him. And they're not even big, tough guys, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, Nicole D, you got to rest up and heal up, okay, Nicole? So, okay, they break the lock. They walk in. Nice rental, too, huh? And they're in the pool. That's what you do. Hey, let them call the cops.
Yeah, because they're going to be in the room breaking it in there, eh?
It's some crazy in some areas, some civil laws. Yeah, throw their shit out. And then pray for them. Okay? Listen, I'm sorry. You were here for 2 months. Yo, if you get these inflatable beds... Please be careful.
Of course.
They're very dangerous.
Make sure you have nothing sharp in your pockets.
Oh, boy. Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
Look at the mom's face.
Oh, please be careful.
He ain't never going to forget that.
Okay.
He looked like a bug on the windshield. That's a good pose right there.
Look at the mom's face. She's like, oh, shit.
I wonder, did that leave a hole in the wall? Or did he hit the beam behind it?
One more time.
That must have hurt, too.
Absolutely. Oh, it did. But, you know, he's a kid. He'd get over it.
See, it's only funny because I cut off the part where he's not crying.
Exactly.
Right, and screaming. Right.
Nah, it'd still be fun.
A little bit.
Won't do that again.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, these people that take over the parking lots and the streets and do the street racing.
Did somebody get hit or run over? Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Make sure that your pants, you're wearing a belt buckle. Okay?
I love how everybody is filming instead of making sure he's okay.
Right.
Yeah. His junk is out too.
Now please make... Well, you can barely see he's Asian. So the... I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
That must have hurt too because he was driving over his legs.
Yeah, the car. He gonna have a rash. Just remember, they took away the racetrack, though, so...
They do it at Peaches Mill in Tiny Town? Ugh. They do it on College Street over in front of that Scotty's or whatever.
Uh-huh. How do you know, Joe?
Because you see the tire tracks on the ground. Oh, she thought she had me. Did you see that?
I can hear it sometimes. Right. Hitachi.
All right. Charlotte, I need you to make a sound effect every time you recognize one of the technologies that's on the screen, okay?
Okay.
Well, the sound effect has got to be, let's see, what's a good sound effect for you? You say, you could sing a little bit, right?
I'm not singing.
Okay. You got to burp.
No.
Yeah, burp.
I can't burp.
You could, right?
Ew.
You can't burp on command?
No.
All right. Can you fart on command?
I can do this.
Okay, yeah, good. Do you know what that is?
Oh, I know cassettes, and I know these.
Okay, good. Yep, you know that then?
Yep.
Okay.
Ah, Trapper Keeper.
Do you know what that is?
No.
No?
Trapper Keeper.
Trapper Keeper.
Keep your school working.
Yeah, we were organized AF.
The thing is, American and European things, I think, are different in school.
Yeah, I know. You guys got it about 10 years after.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Missed it. Those were great. Yeah, you can write on here and just erase it by lifting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Write a bad word.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this was
amazing. I do know these.
Yeah. Oh, Viewmaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my first trip to Germany as a Viewmaster. Right.
Oh. Look at the pictures.
Muppet Babies.
Uh-oh.
Nintendo Entertainment System. Do you know what this is?
Like a cassette recorder?
Nah, it's Walkman.
Yeah, Walkman player.
Well, it's a cassette
yep,
thing.
Yep, it is.
No, it's a Walkman. You walk with
VHS.
Okay.
Cassette, right? There we go. Oh, yeah. Do you remember this guy? The Fisher-Price record player?
Oh, man.
My dad has one of those still.
Oh, rewind.
Be kind, rewind. And there's the rotary.
Yep. Right. Take forever to call somebody.
Joe Corner goes, I miss it so much. Yeah, the 80s. So, you know you're in Tennessee when your pressure washer is an AR-15
mm-hmm.
converted into one? Check this out.
An AR pressure washer.
That is great.
Really?
Look how good that is.
Yeah.
I want one.
Yep.
Want one. Look at that badass. America, baby.
An AR pressure washer. Really? Really?
He's got the ACOG sights on it. Look at him. He can't miss. He can't miss. All right. What do you think she's doing before we play it?
Probably, I don't know what they're called. Like the thingies you throw. I don't know what they're called.
What do you throw? Like, is it a frisbee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Frisbee.
What do you think she's doing, Bay?
I don't know.
Well, let's find out.
TikTok dad.
What are you doing?
Fucking nothing.
That's a good one.
I think I've seen that before.
That's
to be
a good one, though.
Yeah, trivia.
Yeah, that's a good.
No,
one,
not
though.
A trivia.
Yeah, trivia. That,
what are you doing?
That's a good.
Fucking
one.
Nothing.
That's a good one.
That's what she was doing.
That's a good one, though.
I don't like the language part, but...
Nah, that's fine.
All right, there were some random videos. We got to get out of here.
Right.
Hopefully you enjoyed them. These are random videos that I download, and I don't find use for them, but now I found use for them. Good for you, she goes. Good for you. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Share this video. We had a video deleted this morning, and then I had to fight for it to put it back up.
What was?
So, you know, the books that are being banned at schools and libraries?
Mm-hmm.
So I was showing the pictures of what's inside the books. They said, you were showing porn.
But
pornographic material.
Y'all let it in the school system after all these
That's
years.
That's exactly what I said. I go, these were the books up for debate. So do you agree with me? These should not be in there? And then they put the video back up.
Yeah. They would let it up, boy.
Crazy. Crazy.
Ain't it? Third base.
Mondays at third base on Riverside, baby. Yeah, this is fun. Charlotte, you should come out to this one.
Okay.
There's a bunch of young dudes there. Okay. Trivia Zags, he goes.
George.
Yeah, come on out. Mondays, Riverside Drive. It's a good time. It really is. Tuesdays, last night was fun. This one's for adults only. This is the one you got to go to. This is where the younger dudes go. This is on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Is this the place where we went together one time?
Over there off of Crokes.
No, no. This one's off. Yeah, this one's off of Lowe's Drive by Kroger and China King Buffet. Mm. And that's why there's no stray cats. Yeah, Wicked Good, baby. This one's Thursdays.
That's tomorrow.
It's not the, yeah, that is tomorrow. It's nothing but game shows.
And you can see Bay.
Yes, Bay. I'm telling you, the food's great there. People go there for the food, and they stay for the trivia. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay? That's not bad? We can compromise?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Brett. Brett goes trivia with Joe Rules. Right. yes, Joe Quinters is the reigning Wicked Good champ, by the way.
Is he?
Yep. And tonight is Skyline 500. This one's fun. This one's like it's a little bit classier, a little bit, you know, up. It's up on the rooftop. It's awesome. And they love the Charlotte there for some reason. Right. All right. That's tonight. So we got to head over there and set up. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. I appreciate you guys. I really do. I learn a lot with you guys. Not with Charlotte and Bay, but with you guys. Charlotte, I appreciate the honest conversation today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's good.
What did you learn today on the show?
That's my question. The Charlotte Show. what did I learn on the show today? That there's a lot of differences between people who grow up in their 20s 20 years ago and people currently growing up in their 20s. There's a lot of differences and there's a lot of similarities.
I agree.
There's a lot of common ground along the way. We just got to figure out how to find it and not just be so dismissive and look down at each other.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because right. I know there's a lot of 20-year-olds, friggin' boomer. I'm not a boomer, okay? And, you know, there's a lot of people in our age that go, oh, my God, it's hopeless.
What's that? You know,
the future.
No.
But it's not.
I know.
It's not.
I just keep it moving. That's what I do.
That's it. Move along.
That's it.
Right back. What is wrong? And move along. It's the Joe Padilla Show. America's Party with a Purpose. Absolutely.